This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, dramatic news coming out of the investigation of the State Health Department. There was a grand jury report and an investigative audit done by the state auditor that found ongoing financial mismanagement.
Yes, this was a seven-month investigation, both by the grand jury and by the state auditor and investigator's office. Basically, what it came down to was a series of very interesting conclusions. First of all, as the Attorney General Mike Hunter pointed out, the Department of Health is not and has never been insolvent. They've always had money. However, as you will recall, the legislature was told several months ago that they needed $30 million to make it through this fiscal year.
Right.
And they were given that money by the legislature and the governor. Put simply, the agency was moving money into a fund and then forgetting about it or not believing they could use that for the day-to-day expenses of the agency. The best way I can think of to explain this is it was like they were hiding money in a coffee can in the backyard and then forgetting that it was there.
Not only did they not remember the money, apparently, but were they hiding the money or moving the money into an account that was essentially off the books to prevent the legislature from finding the money?
That was one of the issues that State Auditor Inspector Gary Jones pointed out. The legislature has dipped into agency revolving funds time and time again in order to balance the budget, particularly in recent years. Even the current year budget relies upon a certain amount of revolving fund money in order to make the budget balance. In order to avoid that money from being taken, they were hiding it in the coffee can in what was called a 400 fund, a restricted fund normally used for federal money, so that the legislature would not look at that fund as a source of money which they could use in order to help balance the budget.
It's also been suggested that other state agencies are doing similar things.
That is one of the final conclusions of the report by the grand jury. The idea that there is absolutely no way that this cannot be happening at other state agencies.
What happens next?
Well, the grand jury may look more into the agency, but at this point they have concluded there was no prosecutable offense committed. There was a lot of mismanagement, no one benefited, and no crime was committed. One of the recommendations of the grand jury, however, is that the state embezzlement law be changed in such a way that it would be a crime for a state agency to hide money from the public and from the legislature in much the same way that the State Department of Health did.
Another fascinating story, Senator Nathan Dom is circulating a petition for another special session. He wants to review bills that Governor Fallon has vetoed over the last 7.5 years, the whole time she's been in office as governor. Why is he doing this?
The primary reason seems to be Senate Bill 1212, the permitless gun carry bill, which the governor vetoed recently. He was the Senate author of that measure. He did not have an opportunity to attempt to override that veto because the legislature adjourned sine die on May 4th, and she vetoed it the following week. That bill is good and dead, you might say. However, Senator Dom also is the author of a number of other pieces of legislation that during Governor Mary Fallon's gubernatorial career have been vetoed. She has vetoed more than 120 measures during that time, some of which Senator Dom says are very conservative measures, pro-life measures, other pro-Second Amendment measures.
Another special session seems unlikely, but this actually could work.
It could, but he needs to get 2/3 of the signatures of the House members and of the Senate in order to make that happen. But consider what happens if he does. 2/3 is the number of votes necessary to override a veto. So he would be coming into a special session to look at vetoes of the governor, repass those bills, and if she vetoes them again, probably has the votes to override those vetoes.
There's good news regarding the state's economy.
That's right. We saw the general revenue fund collections for the month of April were above both the estimate and the prior year's collections. What we are seeing is an overall rebound in the economy, particularly driven, of course, by the oil and natural gas industry. Oil is trading somewhere around $70 a barrel, which is very good news for state collections. It is setting the stage where we could have the first rainy day fund deposit in a number of years.
Thanks, Sean.
You're very welcome.
That's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org, or you can contact us on Twitter @KGOU News. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.